But that's something that's recent.
Mm-hmm. Very recent.
Uh-huh. Did you used to use that word queer as a noun? I think people
Mm-mm.
use it.
No, we just say the queer person, an adjective.
Mm-hmm. Someone who makes up his own mind and then doesn't want to change his mind. You can't argue with him. You'd say that
he's straight-laced. He never changes his mind. He's...
Mm-hmm. Would you say he's stubborn or bullheaded or...
Yeah, well, both. Sometimes stubborn. Just bullheaded.
Mm-hmm. And someone who you can't joke with without him losing his temper. You say he's mighty.
What's your word is, eh?
Well, you say, don't tease him about that. Because when it comes to that subject, he's still awfully...
sensitive.
Okay. Any other word with meaning with that same meaning? Any other way of saying that?
Can't think of anything else right now. He's sensitive on that subject, and he just won't take it. He'd get mad if you...
Uh-huh. If someone was about to lose their temper, you'd tell them, now just...
Be quiet. Think about it.
Or keep...
Keep your temper and keep quiet.
Okay. And if you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
Tired.
Any other way of saying that?
Exhausted.
Okay. Or you'd say, I'm just completely...
Worn out.
And someone... So if someone had been well and suddenly you hear they have some disease, you might ask, well, when was it that she, what, sick?
When was it she was taken ill?
Okay. And say someone went outside and then came in and was sneezing, his eyes were running, you'd say that he...
You're taking a cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, you'd say he was...
Hoarse.
And if you do that, you
cough.
Have a...
Hmm? Cough.
Okay. And someone who can't hear anything at all, you'd say?
Deaf as a post.
Okay. And say if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
Perspire.
Or look
how... Sweated.
Okay. And a sore that comes to a head is called a...
Pus.
That's what's inside it.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And sore that's come to a head. It'd be a ball.
Okay. And someone got shot or stabbed, you'd have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And you know, sometimes a wound won't heal back right. It's got to be cut out or burned out.
Cauterized.
Uh-huh. But what do you call it when it's the flesh sort of doesn't grow back?
Proud flesh.
Huh?
Proud flesh.
Okay. And if you have a little cut on your finger, you put this brown medicine on it that stings.
It's iodine.
Okay. Any nicer ways of saying that a person died?
Any what?
What are some nice, polite terms for saying a person died?
Well, you're very sympathetic with the family.
Uh-huh. Or, you could say he died, or you could say he...
He passed away.
Uh-huh. What about a crude way of saying that?
He kicked the bucket.
Okay. And you say, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died.
Of or with.
Okay. And a place where people are buried.
Cemetery. Graveyard.
Okay. And what they put the body in.
Coffin. A box.
Okay.
Black box.
They used to call it that?
Uh-huh. My grandmother's was made. I remember when they made her box out of and covered it with black cloth.
Hmm.
And they put it in a wagon with two mules.